During my junior year in high school, my class was assigned to read the accounts on the anointing at Bethany and to write an essay on what they meant to us. This is a story where 6 days before Passover, Jesus goes into Bethany and visits with Lazarus. While visiting with Lazarus, Mary takes a pint of a very expensive perfume and pours it on his feet and then wipes them with her hair. Judas objects to Mary's actions and questions why the perfume had not been sold and the money given to the poor. John explains that Judas actually did this more out of greed than in concern for the poor. Jesus, in response to Judas, defends Mary's farewell gesture of devotion and reminds Judas that he, Jesus, would not always be around and that the poor would be. This story has it all. A passionate woman, a traitor, and a man who willingly accepted his fate of death. At the time I was 16, madly in love, and everything that my parents had to say about the relationship sounded like a criticism to me. So in my essay, I naturally associated my parents with Judas and myself with Mary. My dad was quite pleased that I scored so well, despite the fact that I missed the point of the story, but it also brought him to the conclusion that the time had come to lock me up in the closet of a cloister. Today I see that uninhibited spirit of Mary in those who readily and eagerly stand up for the rights of immigrants. Their efforts are considered to be senseless by many, but yet these advocates do what their hearts dictate. Just like Mary, they have been blessed with an unwavering love that compels them to do what they can for a child of God. This Easter week, I pray that we allow God's love for all of us to dictate our actions, even though it may not be in keeping with the popular public opinion. Feliz Pascuas. Happy Easter.